Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Hey Man. I am Josh Wolf.
Hey, man, I'm Jacob Wolf. What's up, man? Hey,
what's up, man? You're in Panama, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm currently, as you guys can see, in a hotel room. Been out here in Panama for about 2 weeks now. Working. Finally got to explore the city yesterday. It's been, and I'm on a, you know, I got a balcony oceanside view on the 16th floor.
It's not pretty dope. And not you have your own room.
It's not too bad, man.
And you have your own room. But I will say you definitely, that's, you have a Panama beard. That might be the longest. Might be the longest I've ever seen it.
No, it was longer during quarantine. I wanted to shave it before I came out and then just let it go while I was here and just completely forgot. So yeah, you know, I'm full blown.
Let me ask you something. When has it been longer? When has it been longer?
During quarantine. When I moved back in with you guys, I remember I let it go. I told you guys I was going to let my beard go and I was going to let my hair go. Those were the two things I was just going to let go. And I don't think I did that show in Montana and Wyoming with the beard, came back with it still. This is probably by the time this trip is over, it might be the longest, but we'll see.
How's that humidity doing with your hair? It looks super dewy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it looks real dewy. It's like
I wear a hat.
I bet. Ponytail.
I hat and ponytail at the same time. And I still got little string beans like, hey, man.
Yeah, they pop out. But in the morning, when you get out of the shower, you look like a professional wrestler, huh? Hair looks cool, right?
If I'm in my room with the AC on, I'm good. The minute every morning I step outside on my balcony for about 10 minutes and just kind of like sit outside in the morning or the afternoon and just chill out before I go to work.
Is it damp?
My hair, by the time I come back in, yeah. I mean, I got to be honest, man. It's no worse than the South. Like for me, it's worse in Louisiana than it is here right now.
Louisiana's brutal though, with the humidity.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Louisiana's brutal. But like this is nothing I haven't done before. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah. Well, listen, dude. Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure I'm getting this right.
Recording and everything. Oh yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm doing that right.
Yeah, we are technologically challenged.
I got to tell you, for 2 weeks in a row, did you know that this mic that I was talking into wasn't working? Dude, it's so embarrassing. Jakey. Okay. And then I want to ask you,
what do you mean it wasn't working?
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
So on Thursday, I'm flying to Dallas.
Okay.
And I like to get a little, I like to get a little toasty when I fly the friendly skies.
Me too.
Yeah. I just like to, it's more enjoyable. I like the food more. I like my music more. Everything's better. Helps me sleep.
Yeah. Helps me sleep.
So I'm packing up, getting ready to go. Your mom's already gone. She took off. And so I was getting to the airport by myself and I packed all my stuff. I couldn't find my favorite workout hat, right? But I'm going to the airport and I'll tell you something else, okay? In Vegas, especially, there's been a bit, especially when, since you and I have started doing your reaction videos and all that stuff, there's been a real uptick. I mean, this business, this career goes in waves of, right? And right now there's a good wave. There's a lot of flow. And so I've been getting recognized, and I think you've probably been getting recognized too, more than usual, right?
Absolutely.
And which is always super flattering, but also the more you get recognized, the more aware you are of what you're doing in public. Okay.
Okay.
So, at the airport on Thursday, and. Dude, the glasses that I wear and a mask. So it basically covers every inch of skin on my face. But people, there's just people staring. And I'm like, is this just crazy? With these glasses and this mask, people know who I am. I was like, this is absolutely bananas. There's no way. I'm like, these videos with Jacob must be going crazy, right? I sit down on the plane. By the way, I'm TSA, so I don't have to take anything off. Quick, walking through, right?
Quick, easy. Yeah.
So people looking, still looking. I sit down on the plane. The guy who's sitting down next to me is looking at me, but he keeps glancing over. But the look on his face is like, what a douchebag. And so I'm thinking, oh, he doesn't like my material.
No. Or just doesn't like your glasses.
Yeah. One of the two.
One of those.
And so the flight attendant comes over, and you can tell she's not too psyched to talk to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? I go to lean my seat back to take a little rest and pull my hat down over my eyes. That workout hat that I couldn't find. What I was wearing two hats, dude. This hat and the workout hat I had put on my head sideways so I wouldn't forget it. I had just been wearing two hats, one sideways, the whole time. The whole fucking time, dude. This is why everyone was looking at me like I was such a douchebag. Not only, it wasn't like it was just two hats or two black hats. Black hat.
It was sideways.
Sideways white. I looked like a weird Oreo cookie hat. Dude, it was the stupidest. But it's so funny because I was all caught up in, oh, everybody knows who I, everybody knows who I am. Oh, I'm vulgar. So dude, it was, and I was also high. So I laughed. I mean, a normal amount. It was great, dude. But I felt so dumb, but it was so fun hilarious. At the same time. It was amazing.
Super funny. Sorry. Also, guys, if you see me break out dancing right now, it's Carnival here in Panama City. So all the beaches and the resorts are packed with people and families. So I can hear just music blasting out my window.
What have you been doing?
Just sitting here just walking.
I like it. Yeah, it's not unusual to be.
So if you ever see me break out the dance, because I hear a song that I know, and I'm just a quick getting jiggy with it, and then I'll be out.
Tell me what you've been doing. What did you do last night?
That's super fucking funny.
Yeah,
that's super funny.
It's so dumb. What did you do last night?
So yesterday we took our time. We got out to Panama City. We went out and explored the city yesterday. Went to what they call Casco Viejo, which is old town, but it also translates to old helmet, technically.
Okay. That's my nickname in high school.
But gross. But super cute city. In all honesty, how the streets were packed and they all had balconies in the city and how the buildings looked. It reminded me a lot of New Orleans, actually. Like,
really?
It was like, yeah, it was like a cool vibe. And like, there was a flea market where all the abuelas were out and like selling their stuff, and everything was like handmade. Anything you saw under a tent was something that someone had sat down and like made with their hands. So like,
did you buy anything?
Not yet. I wanted to scout it, see what I saw. And then when we go back out next weekend, I think I'm going to do it. But yeah, it was cool. Got out there around 1. We didn't leave till like 11 p.m. A lot more people stayed out later, but they also didn't stay out drinking all day like we did.
Right.
I had a passion fruit mojito, which is now my favorite drink of all time, I think.
Okay. All right. Did it have an umbrella?
It was a fresh – no umbrella, but it was a fresh passion fruit inside of it, which was – super good.
Yeah, sounds good, dude.
We stopped at like this Japanese steakhouse that had a rooftop bar. We didn't order anything because the menu was super expensive, but we got a couple beers. But I do think that's where I'm going to go for my birthday to treat myself to a good steak.
Oh yeah, your birthday's going to be down there.
Yep, they had like a Wagyu steak on that menu that I might
how much?
Treat myself to. There was a 4 ounce that was 80, and there was a 16 ounce that was 120.
Well, Panama City is more expensive than Mexico.
Well, dude, the Wagyu steak, the Wagyu piece of Wagyu beef is the best cut of meat you'll ever have in your entire life. Like it's,
your mom and I will treat you for your birthday steak.
Well, I'm down with that. Like, that's the one thing I wanted to do for myself while I was out here is on my birthday weekend, because I'll be working on my birthday. It's on a Thursday.
Anything exciting happen yesterday when you were out?
I mean, we went to karaoke, which was kind of fun.
Did you sing?
No, I did not sing anything. I sang from the stands and cheered everybody on. I needed more alcohol in my system to get up there.
One of the
Hispanic guys though broke out. Like, some people don't speak English very well, but they can read it and they know like American songs well. So this guy got up, didn't speak a lick of English, got up and just sang "Dead or Alive" by Bon Jovi, got off, and I was like, man, fuck yeah, like,
dude,
what's up?
Okay.
It's great.
First of all, how many drinks does it take for you to karaoke? And if you did karaoke, what's your go-to song?
I think it would have taken a lot. They had pulled, like, we had got, like, my choice of drink has just been, or drink of choice has just been margaritas while I've been out here.
Yeah.
Just been good. Or a rum punch. The rum punch by the pool might have had a couple of those before this podcast. really, really good. Before karaoke, like, something eventful did actually happen before karaoke. We were in a coffee shop. Uh-huh. And we had gone through a couple of drinks and we were like, does anybody want to pick me up? And so most of them were coffee drinkers. They're like, yeah, not a bad idea. And I was like, yeah, I'll like split an espresso shot with somebody. Like, I'm a little tired. And we get in there, we order, and there's like seven of us, and the coffee shop's probably about half full. And there's, you know, I noticed when we walk in, this angry, I think after he spoke to us, angry German or Austrian man, I couldn't tell. But he kept saying like Scheiße. Like, so I was like, yeah, you're somewhere in that. Mm-hmm. Area. We sat down, we started talking. There was about seven of us, and, you know, we were just laughing, having a good time. Were we the loudest in there? Yeah, but we also had the biggest part. But it's also not like we were being overly loud.
Yeah. All. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my man pipes up, "Hey," and then says something in his language which I couldn't understand. But to me, what I heard, which out of context, was, "Hey, y'all need to shut the fuck up or leave."
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you not understand any of the words that he was saying? How do you know that's what he was saying?
No, because all of it was in a language I didn't speak. Or no. But his tone. And what he said, yeah, right. His tone and how he said it to us. And I felt that it was, hey, be quiet or leave. But way, way out, like way out of pocket, like something like, hey man, if we're being too loud for you, hey, could you guys just like quiet down? I'd be like, oh yeah, my bad, like we'll get out of your hair quick, like no big deal, even though he didn't have any hair on his head. That's yeah, the point.
I still think it's pretty ballsy for you to assume exactly what he was saying.
Oh well, this is what
okay, okay,
it gets, okay. There's more to this.
Okay.
And then all of us are like, hey man, like if you want us to be quiet, like he obviously doesn't understand us and we don't understand him. But every single one of us is like, hey man, if you want us to be quiet, just ask nice. Like there's no need to get up and raise your voice in a crowd full of people. Like there's no point. Why are you being hostile?
What does this dude look like?
5'10", bald, probably 50 to 60. Yeah, had a big dome too, like an Indiana Jones size head, but bigger.
Really?
Like, he had a fucking massive head.
Skull. Okay.
Massive skull. Oh my God. And he was, you know, his beer gut was bigger than his head, which was, you know, one of those. And his shirt was all tattered at the bottom and ripped. So he was already kind of like, I knew he was already like a belligerent guy. And like just on his person, he was wearing sandals and shorts. Like he was just out doing his thing on whatever vacation he was on. That's cool. But we're also on vacation.
Right.
On this day. We're working, but this day for us, this is a day for vacation, to relax, for us to have some fun. Then we kind of all go back to talking and we just blow it off. Like, no big deal. About 2 minutes later, I feel a beer get thrown on me.
What? From
the table. And
how far away?
He's a table over. Like he's.
So he throws a glass of beer.
He throws the beer out of his glass and throws it on us. And it hits my production manager, one of the grips, who, by the way, alone could have beat the brakes out of this guy.
Yeah.
And me. And look, where we're from.
So, but did he?
That's a conflict. Like,
did he throw? Did he throw the beer and run or stay there?
No, he sat there at that table and tried to use it as an intimidation factor to get us to leave because he just didn't like us. Whatever reason, whatever was going on in his life, he was not about us. And I was wearing my backpack because we were ready to go. We had just gotten our drinks. We were about to leave. And I took my bag off and I took my mask off and I walked up and moved the chair out of the way and stood in front of his table. And I was like, hey, boss, what's up? Wait.
What are the mask rules down there?
Heavy.
Really?
Inside at all times, any public place at all times. Like, yeah, it's heavy mask mandates here.
Okay.
So I take my mask off and I walk up and I'm at the edge of his table. And now we're, you know, one of those just square tables that seats four in a diner. So we're and arms width apart. And I was like, hey man, do you got something to say? Like what, like that's not how we do this where we're from. Like if you got a problem, let's talk about it. But you don't get to just throw a beer on me and think you're just gonna play this game. And he just didn't say anything. He couldn't even look me in the eye. From when I was further from him, he could like look at me and say whatever he said. But the minute I was across the table from him, he was looking down, looking away, looking for his card to pay, like nothing. And I was like, man, I was like, let's talk. Like, let's talk. What do you want to talk about? And I was just peppering him. I was like, what's up? Like, what? And my production manager was like, I finally put a hand on my shoulder. I was like, all right, like we got to go to work on Monday. Like, don't forget that. Like, let's be safe. And I'm like, yeah, I just want to make sure that he's not going to throw a bottle at us. Cause if he throws a bottle or another drink at us, this is going to be a serious issue. But like, I can't let any of us be intimidated or get hurt by some random dude who's just having a bad day.
Well, you don't want to be in jail in Panama.
100%. And I'm totally with that. But where we're from, man, like you throw a beer on us, we got a problem. Like that's not just
where we're from. I think anywhere.
But in most places, if that's a beer, that's hands in a bar. That's a fight. Both of you are getting kicked out.
By the way, like, where he's from too. This is not, it's not like unique to where we're from. You throw shit on people.
That's a universal thing. That's a fight. That's a fight.
Usually.
And so I was like, and he was like, we got to go to work on Monday. And I was like, all right. So I backed up and they took his beers from him.
Who's that?
He had poured the staff. The staff handled it, by the way. Great. Like, I wish I had the name of this coffee shop here in Panama City. They did it perfectly. Like, very well handled. Well done. Like, very professional. And they walked up. He had two beer bottles and a glass on his table. And so he poured the rest of his beer into that because he had just thrown the rest of it on us and started drinking that one. They walked up right away, took the two empty beer bottles and placed the check on the counter. And they said, you got to go. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Well. Oh, okay.
But in order to walk out through the front door, he's got to walk by us.
Okay.
And so he gets up and like, as he walks by, it's like, I drop my bag again. And then I just face him. I just want to make sure like no cheap shots, no, whatever. Like if you're already throwing beer, like, I don't know what you're going to do to me while my back is turned.
Right.
Like I'm my head's on a swivel at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like 360 vision. I'm like an owl. Like I got eyes in the back of my head. Like,
right.
We're not going to play like that. And he walks by us and gives me the old Looney Tunes Popeye's fisticuffs and walks by me and does this. And I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like,
he gave you the Popeye?
Yeah, he gave me the put him up.
He gave you the Queen's rules?
Yeah. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, they opened the door for him and he said something on the way out and then did this on the outside of the door again. And we all just laughed at him and told him to fuck off. And then we'd already paid our bill. Like I said, before he threw the beer, we were ready to leave. But after he threw the beer, I wasn't leaving until he was leaving. Like, even if the rest of them left, I was going to stay and wait until my man left. Cause that intimidation shit just is not, that don't slide. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he left and we all laughed and when we walked out, we had a local with us as well. And I was like, hey, we say we're super sorry. Like, we didn't mean to cause any of that. And then in English, they're like, it's not your fault. Like, don't worry. Like you're all good. Y'all have a good night. And I was like, yeah. Okay. Appreciate you guys. Like, have a good one.
And have you been? That's the first time off campus for you, right?
Yeah, that was the first time out there.
And what else did you do? Did you walk in any shops? Did you?
I checked that flea market out that we walked by with all the abuelos and just kind of looked at, you know, all the necklaces and the bags and the hats that they all make by hand. Like everything there is made by hand. Super cool. Yeah. So it's cool to see, like,
by the way, coming out. You didn't tell me what your go-to karaoke song is.
Oh, it would take a lot, by the way, also drinks wise. If we were drinking margaritas and
Why would it take a lot?
Liquid Courage, man. Because you know me, like I like to sing. I don't like to sing in front of people. Like I'm like a what I would call myself a closeted performer.
Yeah,
like, this is for me. And then the videos that we do, like that is my max performing right now.
That's why I was so surprised when we were talking about doing stand up.
I had a super funny idea for a Type 5 though last night that we're going to talk about. And I think it's a great story.
Where are we with the OnlyFans for your feet? Where are we at for that?
Yeah. That also would take some liquid courage, probably.
Well, I mean, people have been sending in names and it is an endless supply
It's been pretty good. I've been getting some in my DMs as well.
Yeah, I let's think about. I mean, I don't know why that needs liquid courage.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Look, the Bengals did not win the Super Bowl, so I could not
have that the deal? Burrow
happen right away. That was the deal. If the Bengals won the Super Bowl, Toe Burrow. But Toe Burrow did not win the Super Bowl, unfortunately.
Well, we won our bets.
Yo, I should have. I thought about placing.
Hey, where's my money? On OBJ.
Where's your money?
Yeah.
Did I send you your money?
No, you're supposed to Venmo me my money that I want.
I'll do that right after this. I thought I already did.
No, you did not.
My bad.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to bet. Bad. How much do you owe me?
You do. I'm not trying to. It's 200. This was the bet you placed.
I placed a $200 bet.
And then remember the winnings? You said that in all night, since we were in Vegas, we could win. We could use the money to gamble.
Oh, that's right. So you're just going to send me the 200.
Yep.
Yo, I was in Fort Worth this weekend. And
how was that?
It was fantastic. The shows were.
Yeah, your shows have been energized lately.
There's been super dope, dude. So good.
We love
it. Yeah. I've been having such a good time. But there was a homeless person down there who lived in that area where the hotel was, who only walked backwards. I'd never seen that one before.
Yeah, you know, come to think about it, I don't think I've ever seen that before either.
Just backwards. No cart, no nothing. But I honestly, if I was going to be somebody who only walked backwards, I think I would have to learn how to moonwalk really well.
I mean, that's probably valid.
What is one dance move, if you could do one, that you don't know how to do? Although you're a good dancer, even you don't like to talk about it. But for me, if I could do a good moonwalk, I would be so excited. By the way, if I look like and sound tired, I am.
I know you are. You went off a plane today. I would like to learn how to glide.
That's like a moonwalk, but like side, but in all different directions.
Sideways, but you can also do it. You can do it to where you can go in one continuous motion, or you can go one and then turn and then turn. Like you can change your direction with it. So like you can do it forward and backwards and side to side. So like it's a, that's one. If I could do, I would like to do. Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you something. When you come back.
Also, go to karaoke song because we keep getting off of it. Biz Markie, Just a Friend.
Really?
Or Dead or Alive, Bon Jovi.
Really? Those are so completely opposite. Now, do you know the words to Just a Friend off the top of your head? Have you done it before?
I've never done karaoke.
What? Okay.
We've talked about this before.
Let me just break this down, what's happening right now. So, you know, we get that Speed Vegas track near the house.
Yeah.
When you come out, when you come back, you're coming out for 2 or 3 days. We are going to do a couple of things where we compete against each other.
Okay.
And the loser has to do whatever the winner tells them to do.
Okay.
I'm going to have you sing karaoke.
Okay. That seems like a good and like, yeah. Lost, but like I'm okay with that challenge. I feel like there could be way worse things.
Sure, I'm a little more nervous about what you'll have me do, but this place, Speed Vegas, we can get a Lambo.
Well, I know you get a Lambo and a nice Porsche, a Ferrari.
We both got to get in the same car, and then whoever has the best 5-lap time, and the other person has to do whatever.
It sounds like a great excuse for me to hop in a Lamborghini and drive it really fast. So fuck yeah.
I have no doubt. I don't think I'll go Lambo. Well, maybe I'll go Lambo.
Well, if we go in the same car, like, here's the thing. Not going to lie. So, like, a lot of them have the same specs and setup. So, are the engines different? Technically, yes. Are some faster than others? Absolutely. But are your base models kind of the same? Pretty much.
No, so, not like, in different cars, dude.
Right. The Lamborghini Huracan, the Audi R8, different body, different name, different plaque, practically the same engine in the same car. Like, it's literally, like, the same thing.
Why are they made by the same people?
It's same engines. They're both German engineered. So you get the same engine from the same place. It's just in a different car and a different body and a different logo.
Here's the deal. Like Volkswagen and Porsche are owned by the same people, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of similarities just because of that. But just because of the cars are both made in Germany, if it's owned by Lexus and Toyota and Infiniti and Honda, right? They're all made, Infiniti and Honda made at the same place, Lexus and Toyota. So there's similarities because of that. But just because Lambo and Audi are in the same country, it doesn't mean they're same.
I'm not saying they're the same, but I will say if you look at the specs of the car and the type, not the type of engine, but like it's a V10 in both of the cars, in the Lamborghini Huracan and then an R8. So it's a V10, same now, engine. I think it's a dual liter, it's a turbo, like or 6 liter. Like it's spec wise, not I'm saying the same car, just different body, but it's on the same length of practically being the same car.
Are you saying Huracan like you're trying to be cool, but it's actually Hurricane?
No, it's Huracan.
Huracan is the name? Huracan. Huracan. No, that sounds like that Julia Fox girl. Uncut Gems. Uncut Gems. Huracan. Huracan. Audi Huracan. I went to the set of Uncut Gems in my Audi Huracan. How am I doing?
Did you say Howdy Huracan?
Howdy, howdy. What was that?
Some ruckus outside my door.
You have a ruckus?
It's a lot of people outside my door. Looks like they're going to a party.
All right, now, you're psyched. You got like 4 more weeks down there, huh?
Yeah. Got like another month out here, yo.
Let me ask you a question. Are you gaining weight?
No, because here's the thing. I eat 3 square meals a day. Like I eat a breakfast, lunch, and a dinner. And it's during the day, like when we're filming.
Yeah.
It's a free day of meals. I don't have to pay for a single thing. The only thing I pay for at the end of the day is alcohol. Because, you know, damn well, if I'm off by the time the bar is open, I'm getting a drink after a day because usually I go to like, earliest time I'm getting off is midnight.
Latest what is that? So that's your per diem? You're spending per diem on the booze?
But I don't spend my whole per diem. Like I still end up having.
Are you able to save some money down there?
Yeah. It's like, it's same like currency. So like they take US dollars down here and everything is like the Panamanian Balboa, which is their currency to the US dollar is 1-to-1.
Yeah.
So anything Visa out here, like I can use my Visa out here and not have like a credit card charge, which is super dope. Like an international charge. Like it just charges the same exact thing, which is fucking great.
Jacob.
So,
last night, at the show, somebody came up with an argument about who ordered the porn that was uncomfortable for me.
Oh, sick. So I'm winning again?
Nah, I refuse to say you're winning. But here's what happened. You know, I tell that joke about payback, right? About me going to your apartment and stealing your weed and whatever. And the person was like, yeah, but because I told them about the 976 numbers, you know, and they were like, why? Maybe this is just payback. And I was like, what?
Holy shit.
Yeah. And by the way, everybody listening or watching, I am not currently stoned. I'm just so tired. I just sound and look like this.
But I'm maybe, also just currently drunk. That's why I look like
maybe
this.
It is payback, except this. You know, the only reason I know it's not because I know you ordered the porn 100%.
That's your reason. That's what you came up with. I know my parents didn't do it because I know you did it. That's your reason.
My reason is this. I know my mom is a terrible liar and would not be able to do it for this long. I know for a fact, my mom, I'd be able to tell if she was lying.
I mean, that's probably fair.
Definitely fair. I mean, you, what? Did you say you did it?
I just said I didn't do it.
I think you said I did do it.
I definitely didn't say but I did say I didn't do it.
You know what? Let me ask you something. At what point in time do you think it's safe to admit that you did? If, just suppose, let's do this. Ready? Make believe right now. Pretend you are somebody who did order the porn and has been playing this whole joke this whole time. Just pretend. Okay. What would be the ideal time to admit to it?
Not right now, I'll tell you that. not right now. I don't know, man. But like, here's the thing. Here's the thing, man. If I didn't, I feel like at this point I would have just given in.
Yeah.
Like, well, I feel you did like do if it. I did it. No, I feel like if I did do it, it I would have.
No,
way
you did.
Before any of this had come out, I feel like I would have already given up. I would have taken your $400 the time you offered it to me just to say that I did it.
No, you did it.
Okay.
You know how I know for a fact you did it?
Oh, how?
Because it's my mom and dad, man.
That, hey, just yeah. Because they're your mom and dad, look.
Don't
that's
say
like
it.
Saying you're my mom and dad, you guys don't, you know.
What?
You know.
No, what?
Around. Because I walked in on it. So, I mean, like, you know.
Are you saying, what is that? Are you, oh, are you saying that you think that my mom and dad ordered the porn because you walked
no,
in on
no,
me?
No, I'm just saying, just because they're your parents doesn't mean that they don't have sex.
Yeah, it's an uncomfortable, it is an uncomfortable thing to acknowledge.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, just because you guys are my parents doesn't mean you guys don't have sex. And I know that for a fact because I fucking saw it.
Dude, last night.
Bummer.
Last night when I was trying to explain, and by the way, that's unfortunate for you. Last night when I was trying to explain to somebody what a FUPA was, this woman goes, I know what it is. I go, when is it? And she goes, it's when somebody has a real fat vagina. And I'm like, that's not it. I was like, what does that mean? I go, what? I go, what does that mean? I said, what does that mean? Fat vagina. Curious. I was like, I've never heard that.
I've never heard that term.
No, I've never heard that term before. Fat vagina. She goes, what's what it is? I go, no, it's not. That's not what it is.
No, it's definitely not.
Nothing's that. Fat vagina.
Good try, though.
Fat vagina, I thought, would be not a terrible name for a rap group, though.
I think it's an awful name for a rap group.
You do?
Who's in the rap group?
What the? You mean the? It's the founding members of Fat Vagina. Oh, you mean? Right. Oh, what are their names?
Yes.
Lil Lips.
Wait, what'd you say?
Lil Lips.
That's kind of funny.
I got one. Ready? DJ Volva with three O's.
It's not bad, also. Not bad.
Heavy P.
I was going to say Heavy Flow.
Oh, Heavy Flow is good. I was saying Heavy P. Not P-E-E, just capital P.
Yeah, I think Heavy Flow.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, not bad.
How about this? Okay, how about this?
Is there a fourth member?
Maybe. It's just spitballing. Vaginator.
Doesn't really fit the vibe.
We did a DJ already. DJ, okay, and we did a Lil.
Yeah. It's great watching your brain work on coming up with rap names for Fat Vagina, the group.
Yeah. I like okay. I like a meaty. No, that doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Whatever
you were gonna say, no.
You don't like meaty's funny.
Nope.
That's what it would be. It would be called. It would be two words. Meaty. That's what it is. Meaty. That's the name. So you got meaty. You got Lil Lips. You got DJ Volva. And you got Heavy P.
Heavy Flow. It's got to be Heavy Flow.
She's one of the two. Yeah.
Heavy Flow's got the best lyrics in the group, man. She needs to be there.
Oh, that's right. Because that's a double entendre flow.
Thank you.
Good Lord. That's good. What's the name of their first song? Loose Lips Sink Ships.
Not bad.
Not bad. What else you got?
You got nothing.
That's it?
I was trying to come up with like a menstrual cycle joke, but I couldn't. There was no play on that for me.
I think they have one song called "Eggs, Eggs, Eggs."
Nah.
Is it Lego My Ego?
Lego My Ego is kind of funny.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Listen, dude. I think, without a doubt, this band has a chance. Potential. As soon as you open your OnlyFans for your feet. By the way, I like that shirt, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Fucking, I wish I could. Actually, no, I can't show you. It was on the back. Hold on.
Why not? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else, man? I'm super tired. I may have to cut this one short.
Oh, I got a thigh tie. A thigh tie? Thigh tan.
Let's take a look at your tan.
Well, I can't really bring it up, but like I got fully burnt on my chest, but like I got the leg tan like all the way up to here now, and so I'm not as white. Also guess what? One of the local PAs is an amateur tattoo artist, so we all might get tattoos while we're out here.
What are you going to get?
I'm not sure yet.
Now, one thing, Jakey, that I'm not sure people on this pod know, that you and I talked about getting tattooed together. Guys, so at one point in time, what was the first tattoo idea?
The first tattoo you thought of was to get one on our feet because of my broken toes, and it said, "Feet don't fail me now."
Yeah, I like that one.
Which also kind of funny.
What was
second
the other one?
He also said, "Get a smiley face tattooed on your broken toe." And I was like, that would hurt way too much.
Yeah.
And then the third one was my idea, which was
genius. This one's genius.
Which I was like, dude, we'll just get a couple freckles tattooed on this.
Moles. Yeah, we were going to get a couple moles that just looked like moles, but they were actually tattoos.
Yeah.
And get them in the same spot.
Yeah. See, I don't know. Seems pretty cool to me.
Yeah. Where would we get our mole tattoo?
I feel like just like somewhere on the arm.
Yeah, but it would have to be different. It would have to be a mole, but like shaped weird. So when
or
we
just
show
like
people,
a random color.
Huh.
Just like if there was just like a random color dot and you're like, oh, that's my mole. Be like, why is it orange? Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's a weird birthmark. Maybe. I don't hate that, dude.
I think it's a fun idea.
By the way, everybody listening, we're still waiting at heymanpod@gmail.com, and man has three A's, for some artwork for the pod. I actually farmed some out, so we might have some new artwork coming in. I'd love to get some from you guys, because I like the artwork from the people who listen to the pod because they have a more vested interest. But also, I need to get us a theme song. The guys from Hero Junior are going to write us a theme song.
Lit.
But I can't wait. Both of those things. We do need a new, because the t-shirt I'm selling now was more my logo.
It does only say your name.
Yeah. I really want to get
We'll figure out a good t-shirt.
Okay. Well, listen, dude, I promise to be more awake for this next one. How long have we been doing this?
What time is it right now? It is currently 7:23. So I would say we've been doing this for definitely more than 30 minutes, but I wouldn't say more than like 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, go to sleep. This will be a quick one. But now that we know that this works and then I can actually do this from Panama, we'll
I'll hit you up next Sunday.
New ones every week.
Yeah. And listen, make some videos.
Yeah, on my days off, I will, when I'm not working till 2 a.m.
Okay. You look great, dude.
This was my first weekend off, so I had to go explore the city.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. I totally get it. And you look great, dude. And your mom and I are really proud of you. And I'm sorry I don't have more energy right now. I'm just a little wiped out.
No. You are all good. Don't even worry about it. Go get some sleep.
I'm going to take a little nappy poo.
ComedianJoshWolfer.com for tour dates and tickets. See when he's going to be in your city next. Go check him out. La Jolla, San Diego, second weekend of April, I think. First week in April. I think we'll be there for that. That should be a really cool, fun time. So everybody come check it out. Josh Wolf Comedy on all platforms. It's Jake Wolf on TikTok, Jake_Wolf on Instagram. And we appreciate you guys. All the love still is great. And it's very much appreciated. Getting recognized, super flattering. I got recognized on the floor of the Bellagio Casino Hotel by someone there. And it was like, hey, by the way, love your videos. And I was like, hey, no way did I just get recognized in Vegas. Like it's that shit is.
I'll tell you what's flattering. It's flattering, but I know you all listening. It's flattering that like for me, it's super flattering that my silly joke makes an impression on somebody.
Yeah.
Enough where they would want to come up and say hello to me. It's so humbling. So yeah, it's super dope.
For you guys even to just take the time out of your day to listen to our content is
yeah, and the messages, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing. So thank you guys. We thank you so much. And you know, we do this every time. I know you guys hear it a lot. If you could like it, rate it, comment, all that good stuff, it throws us to the top. And you know, we couldn't do any of this without you guys, but we thank you again. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and I'll have my A game next time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sleepy.
All right, buddy. Hey,
all right, sleepy.
I love you, man. I'm so proud of you.
Love you too, man.
Okay. I don't go anywhere. We're going to hang up, but stay on the line. All right, everybody.
Love you guys.
Love you. We'll talk to you next week. Later.